This is Candace with That Candy Plans On.
And this is MJ with MJ Planner on Instagram.
And we are the Planner Pocket Podcast.
Boom, boom. So today we are talking about routines.
Yes, my favorite things.
Yes, I feel like we've spent the last couple episodes kind of talking about different things to kind of just kind of help the person or the planner girl or planner guy that just kind of feels like they're in a rut and they just need things to be put together.
True. And especially, like, I think a lot of what we talk about too is like what people have come to us with in the planner community, or you know, what they're struggling with or asking questions. I don't know if it's that they see we've been around for a long time or our presence in the community. Like, I seriously don't know what it is, because I feel like I'm just super regular. And when people are asking me for advice, I'm always like, where is this coming from? Because, you know, yeah. Right. But I just feel like, you know, some of these things do work for me. And, you know, as chaotic as my life is, and as much running around and all this stuff that I do, I feel like I have a pretty good handle on things in my home, so that when something does, like something crazy does happen, like the pipe under the bathroom sink that everybody uses went crazy, like, you know, you have a plan, or you know who you can call and things like that. So yeah, it's just having a routine, having lists that we've talked about, you know, using your planner, having a good planner system that works for you. Like, get the stuff that works for you and your needs.
Exactly. You know, I feel like a lot of times people, when you think of routines, it sounds like, you know, it might get boring after a while. But I feel like it seems a little counterproductive, but, you know, the more routine you have, I feel like the more time you can be flexible and the more time you have to be kind of open and present, you know, in the moment.
That's true.
I think it's really cool how that works, but, you know.
Yeah, I feel like that too. Like, I can literally look at my, say you ask me if I can do something, which things are pretty tight right now because I work this 8-to-5 job. Lord Jesus, please help. Because I am not an 8-to-5 girl. Like,
me neither.
I don't know where I thought that was a good idea. But, it's been okay. I've done it for a year. I'm old. But
dang, it's been a year?
Just about. Yeah, I went to the clinic in December last year. December 2nd last year, I went to the clinic. And wow. I've really been trying to, like, you know, just do it. But, I mean, it works because, you know, I can come home. Part of my routine is coming home and I cook dinner as soon as I hit that door. Because if I sit down or start doing something else, we probably will be eating cereal for dinner, which is totally fine with me. But my family feels like they're...
they need gourmet. They bougie.
Yeah, they're like, we need dinner with, you know, 3-4 course meals or something. Which I'm like, really, y'all? I would be fine with a sandwich or grilled cheese or, you know, cereal, but they're not. Oh, that was my doggy is having dreams. Sorry, y'all. Do you hear that?
Yes.
That's freaking hilarious. It doesn't get more authentic than that. But yeah, like, having a routine or being able to look at something with some structure on it when everything else around you might be chaotic is, like, I don't know. For me, it's a relief. Like,
yeah,
you know, when things are going nuts or I have 1,000 things to do in a day, I'm like, let me go get my planner right quick.
Yes.
Let me just look at this. And it is so helpful.
So, you know how I was kind of talking about the miracle morning, I think that was last week or the podcast before that, but I was talking about the miracle morning, and basically he sets up this morning routine and does a whole lot of stuff in the morning. and he's like super productive and it changed his life. And he was talking about how he like got out of debt and paid all this money. And I'm just like, shoot, like, I need some money.
I know, right?
Can I wake up earlier and get some money or something?
Exactly. Like,
so I've been trying to do that this past week, and it's been working well. Like, it really has been going well. Like, I'll wake up every morning, and then I'll spend time kind of thinking about, you know, how I want to spend the day. I think that there's like a formula he sets up, and if you guys check out the Miracle Morning, which we talked about before, you'll see like his setup. But I like added some other things. Like, I asked Instagram, what should I add on my routines? Mm-hmm. And so in the morning, I'm trying to do like apple cider vinegar shot because I hear that's beneficial for you. I'm trying to drink water, do affirmations, and like do cleaning, like the cleaning that I don't normally want to do on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. But I've been doing that every morning, and man, like, it's really been changing the vibe of our household. Really, it has. Dom is like, you know, kind of jumping on to like, we have an evening routine too, like, you know, clean the cat litter and, you know, wipe down the counters and all these different things. And like, he's on it too. So we like use this checklist and we mark it off and sign it at the bottom and be all official.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Yes. So it's been really working well. Like, so I know that having a routine for me has been amazing.
Right. I feel the same. With Marcus's work schedule, he's not really included in the cleaning routine, so it's just me and the kids. He will usually do laundry on his off days or his late night days. He does the laundry, or he folds the laundry, because Lord Jesus, I don't know. Like, I don't know why I can't fold laundry. Like, man. Oh, and I hate putting clothes away. And that's
me too.
That's why I was getting rid of a bunch of stuff, is because I got sick and tired of trying to put it away, figure out the drawer. Like, it's so annoying. So I was like, I don't need all this stuff, so I'm getting rid of it. Like, that was the biggest motivation, just because of freaking laundry. And I was done. I was like, dude, I need to get rid of it. Mari, that stuff. but yeah, so as far as our cleaning routine, I mean, we all have certain days. There's 3.5 bathrooms in this house. I do the master bath and Marcus's bathroom down in the basement, only because that's kind of where his, you can quote unquote, man cave place is. so I clean that. The kids don't clean that, but they have their own bathroom upstairs. And then we have a half bath on the main floor. And so they rotate out and clean those. And then we have like a day where I vacuum 2 times a week. I would really love to do it every day, but the house is kind of big for me to be trying to vacuum do that. Every day. Yeah, that's like literally a workout in itself. so, you know, they rotate the main floor and upstairs in their area. And then I always do the basement, but we all know what's expected of us. And we all know which day. And so, you know, it makes it easy. Like, we all know, like, Tuesdays is cleaning bathrooms. So when they get home from school, they get home before I do. So they know, like, I shouldn't even have to say anything about, like, what chores you need to do. We do have a chart. Like, you guys, you say you have a checkoff list and things. So we have a chart. We also have this handy dandy iPhone, and there's a note section, and you know, they upgraded where you can put charts and stuff.
What? In the notes?
Yeah, girl, the notes are super fancy.
Man. And,
so everybody has a chore list that I created. I have to send it to you so you can see it. It's really awesome. I love
Please
it.
Please do. Please do.
Yeah. So everybody knows what's expected of them, and we rotate. Well, the kids rotate. I do the same areas. I just do it for them because some areas are smaller, larger than the others, whatever. You know how kids are. But, you know, we rotate the week. Well, I don't clean the kitchen because I cook. So that is between Jana and Jamar. but we do try to, like, you know, when you're finished with a cup or glass or something like that, you need to rinse it and put it in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But because I cook, I don't do dishes. And I'm trying to think what else. But everybody knows what's expected of them, you know, so it kind of keeps it together. And so if we do have an off week or we have vacation or there's a lot of sports going on, then we all know where we're supposed to be at, or we can look at which day it is and, you know, kind of
get it.
So it's like a master list, kind of, you know, master list online.
I think that's awesome. And I think, like, just kind of pausing on that expectation, I want to, like, highlight that like crazy, because I feel like that is the major benefit of having a routine.
Yeah.
Because you know what to expect. And a lot of times people feel like, man, I want to be free. I don't want to have to be tied down to a plan. And really, you know, that cuts down, like having a routine, having a plan already set, it cuts down on that decision fatigue. And, you know, like Mark Zuckerberg talks about how he wears the same shirt or the same
because it cuts shirt out. Yeah.
Every single day, because he doesn't have to, right. He doesn't have to figure out, you know, what he has to wear. And that really does change things. Like if you have one less decision to make, it really does free up mental space.
Exactly.
And as much as people want to say, like, you know, I want to be spontaneous and this and this and that, you know, I don't know what everybody's, you know, mental health is like. But I do know that being able to free up mental space so that, you know, you can be able to make decisions that are even harder, because there's a whole bunch of decisions to make, ones that are more, you know, more difficult than what should I wear.
Right.
And if you're using your mental energy on that and focused on that and not really the other things that, you know, you have to decide, it's really going to drain you like crazy. And then you're going to be like, well, screw all the plans.
Right. And that's, I mean, I just see that and people get in your inbox and ask you like, how do you do this? Or, you know, I know you have teenagers and how do you manage this? Think about when you were a teenager and your mom came home and was like, go clean that bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
That used to piss me off.
Bruh. Like, like no other.
Oh my gosh, I used to hate that. Like, don't tell me what to do, even though that's my parent and I'm the child, but dang, I'm doing something.
So, but it caught you off guard.
It did. And I'm not prepared for that. I'm not mentally ready to do that. And, you know, maybe I thought I was going to do it on a different day. Maybe I didn't want to do it on this day. So I try to parent my kids the way I wasn't parented. Like, I'm not saying my mom was a bad mom, but my parenting growing up was a bad mom. I mean, but it was bad, but there's things that could have been done differently. And I try to do that with my kids and it works. Mm-hmm. Like, they know on Tuesdays, I got to go home and clean the bathroom. They know on Wednesday, there's no chores really to do other than, like, you know, they rotate out kitchen and trash by the week. So if it's your week to do the kitchen, then, you know, that's the only thing you have to do. Or if it's your trash week, then it's your week to just, you know, go around and check the trash cans, make sure they're not running over. And then it helps me being the mom, because I'm not in charge of every little thing and I'm not micromanaging every little thing in my house. I have work that I have to manage and things that I have to do at work. I have a relationship with, you know, Marcus, and I have a relationship with the kids, and I have a relationship with the friends, and, you know, all these different things going on. So having a routine, and especially for chores and just house management, and, you know, what you do on the daily, just alleviates so much. Like, I can't even tell you guys.
It's stress.
Just
so
interesting. Yeah. And
I want to point out, like, for people with small children, like, psychologically, when kids are, I mean, developmentally, really, when children are growing, when human beings are growing, they have this dire need for safety. They want to be able to trust their person. They want to be able to trust their environment.
Yes.
And so when you spring things up on kids or other people, or, you know, anything, like, it's there's going to be pushback. There's going to be like, no, I don't want to. And so just a tip for the parents out there, you know, before you go to a grocery store, stop and talk to your kid. Even if you feel like they are not comprehending, they don't understand you, stop and say, we're about to go in this grocery store. I want you to hold on to the basket. We're going to get one thing. We're going to leave. Whatever. Just prep people, you know, like prep your kids and prep yourself.
Yeah. You know? It worked for me. I'm telling you, I have awesome kids. I have a 13 and 15 year old. And I'm telling you, I mean, it hasn't all been perfect. I haven't always had all the answers, but I'm telling you, when I'm at work or when I used to work in the hospital and some of those nurses were telling me their stories or some of my other coworkers were telling me their stories about their teenagers, I'm like, oh gosh, can I just keep my little 7 and 9 year olds? Because I'm not going to be able to make it. Like, I have very short patience for crap. I'm like, and these are my kids, so I can't like cut them off or get rid of them. So, so what are we going to do here? You know? But, you know, so far I've been blessed with really awesome kids, you know, and, like MJ said, setting expectations. And I read that somewhere like not too long ago within the past few years. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, that's probably what's helping me is setting expectations for my kids, you know, having routines so they know what to expect. I'm not just springing stuff. Oh, go sweep that kitchen or go clean that bathroom. I never knew why that used to make me so mad to do chores. Like, and then I'm like, I just cleaned this whole entire house on Saturday. And here she comes, like, trying to tell me to do something. You know, I'm just going over.
Because it's like your environment doesn't feel predictable. And when you don't feel like you can, you know what's about to happen to you, then it creates this, like, anger, you know?
Yeah, like, I seriously used to be pissed, like, oh my gosh. You know, and some people, that's okay for them. You know, they just kind of go with the flow and kind of do things, you know. But household management is not a place that I want to be spontaneous. Household management, I want it to be solidified so that I can use my spontaneity for activities and traveling and things like that. Like, I don't want to have to have that in my household. And it works for the kids, you know. You know, my son goes, he goes quite a bit. Jaina doesn't go as much. She thinks this might be weird to stay over people's houses or whatever. But Bub, you know, he's kind of a laid back type person. And, you know, I'm just nosy. And so when he goes over some of his friends' houses or whatever, and I only know them from sports or like whatever. But when he goes over and I'm like, so, you know, what kind of chores? I just want to know, like, what kind of chores does so-and-so have? Or do they have to clean up? Or, you know, is their house clean and this, that, and the other? Especially when he comes home wheezing and weird. And he's like, well, they're kind of loud and, you know, not everybody, but just some of the things he says. And I'm like, wow, okay. That kind of explains why this kid acts that way at football practice or why they act this way other places. And so it's just chaos all the time. You know, everybody's just on 10 all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like there's, like, not having expectations, not having a routine can create dissatisfaction. And sometimes people don't really realize the source of it. And so, like, if I don't know if you guys have ever gone through a day, like, lived your life, lived out your day, and at the end of the day, just felt super unsatisfied. Like, you don't even want to go to sleep because you're like, today shouldn't be over yet. Like, something needs to happen to make me feel better about how the day has gone. And I feel like people don't realize that it's because, I mean, it's not, I won't say it is because everybody has a different life, you know, of course. But it's possible that it's because there aren't any goals set for that day. Right. There isn't anything that kind of is a gauge to say how is today going, you know?
Right.
And so you are able to set that routine and free up the time, you know, your time. You can be able to say, okay, I got this done. I got this done. And this contributed to my life in this way.
Right.
You know?
Right. I think it's important. And I know people are probably looking like this, like, oh my gosh, everything, you know, she must have everything perfect and everything. No. I'm just saying the areas that I can manage and put into a routine, I do. So that way my attention can be used or my energy can be used elsewhere. And if you kind of read any of those books, like from Stephen Covey or, did I say the right name? Stephen Covey. And then the one, I don't know why I can never remember his name, Allen with the... David Allen with Getting Things Done. And like MJ mentioned, The Miracle Morning. Whenever you read any of those type of books, essentially they're talking about routines, you know.
Habits,
And creating habits. That way you're not spending your time doing negative things. Like, you won't have time to do negative things because you're wanting to reach your goals, you know. You're wanting to check things off your list. So that's what you're going to focus your energy to. I mean, I even put my TV shows on a list. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but I do. I put my TV shows on a list, and then, you know, that's something I could check off. That was a goal today, to watch, you know, whatever show I wanted to watch, you know.
Right.
the front part of my week. The front part of my week is always really busy, so I usually binge my shows, you know, on 1 or 2 days out of the week. And so having that list of what I want to watch there, because I'll forget, or I'll try to binge one whole series rather than watching, you know, catching up on different things that I want to watch off the DVR. But, you know, it's not all about just, you know, tasks and chores and things like that, but even like free time, going to get your nails done and, spending time with your friends, going to have a glass of wine. I drink wine. MJ does not. But, or having lunch with your friend or something like that. You know, those sort of things need to kind of be on the list too. You might think it's silly, but it's still something that you're looking forward to. It's an expectation. It's a goal. You're checking it off. And it feels so empowering.
Yeah.
Or at least I feel empowered when I'm able to accomplish things.
Yeah. So, okay, let's talk about what kinds of things people should probably add to their routine.
I would say, okay, so I've never struggled with like acne and stuff. I'm 35 and I'm having issues. So I need to do something different. So I started implementing another face routine other than just in the morning or just wiping my face with a pad in the evening. I started using some night cream type of stuff. So I would say, like, you know, I don't want to really say hygiene, but I guess it is hygiene, face routine, or skin routines or whatever. Some other things would be when you're getting up during the day. And I am by all means not a morning person, but let me tell you, when I do get up in the mornings, I feel so great and I feel so accomplished, especially when a bunch of stuff is checked off by 9:30. Like, I'm like, what? I did all this real quick, but I do have a lot of energy, and I don't know if it's because I'm older, you know, because in my 20s, I've worked night shift all these years and I'm just not a morning person. But lately, like, you know, I get up early, you know, get a bunch of stuff done. I can get a few things done before I get to work. I feel like my day is already supercharged. Like, I feel like I can conquer anything.
So, I mean, I would say, I think people definitely need to add read on their routine. Whether that's morning routine or night routine. Like, I feel like people need to read because, one, reading is fundamental. Two, like, it's good to brush up on your vocabulary. Three, I think that it just kind of, it's a break from, you know, your smartphone or being plugged into, like, high-charged media. You know, being able to kind of sit back, relax, read something that's beneficial to you that can help you grow. I mean, like, you could even learn, I don't know, I feel like you could probably even learn a language if you, like, you know, added reading or studying French or Spanish. to your routine every day for like a year, I bet like you learned so much.
Right. You did say a key word about like screen time and things like that. Mm-hmm. Now I do have that as part of my routine to put my phone down at 9:30. But yeah, I probably fail at that more than not, but it is on my mind and it kind of like checks me sometimes, especially when I'm getting too involved on social, not involved, but I'm like doing too much social media. It mm-hmm. really does kind of check me like, girl, you're supposed to have that phone put down by 9:30. And I'm like, mm-hmm. ooh, dang, let me go put it in the charger. And, you know, charger's in my bedroom. I'm still up and around and in my living room or kitchen. So phone is away. Let me focus on what I'm supposed to be doing. What else do I have left on my list that I wanted to do today? You know, and it really feels good when you are able to accomplish things. Like, I don't know, we're just built that way. And what's her name? Mel Robbins. I've been watching her, like binging her different videos and different interviews today. Mm-hmm. I mean, not today, but just like this past month. And oh my gosh, she's like my favorite. I love her shows. Like, okay, so when she got started, she's like going through a rut. We all have them, especially mm-hmm. women. We have these ruts. Men probably do too. They just probably handle it differently. Mm-hmm. But she said she kept hitting the snooze button. Lord, I hit the snooze
button.
Oh my gosh. So she says she kept hitting the snooze button every day. You know, her husband's like popping right out of bed, getting busy, being productive. And she'd just hit the snooze button, you know, get on her phone, look at her phone, da 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 da. So she said one day she just was watching TV, heard something about NASA and the rocket. So she's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to just bolt out of bed in the morning just like a rocket, you know? Mm-hmm. And so she said she did it for this day. She didn't touch her phone. You know, she said, I didn't pick up my phone because that is such a killer. Like, it's already programming your mind. You guys have to go look into that. Like, Google your brain waves and look at the time periods. I remember doing this in psychology, like, way back during prerequisites for school. Mm-hmm. But I remember that. And so we are people now, like, we have our smartphone on our nightstand or wherever you're sleeping at. It's right next to us. So as soon as we wake up, we're picking it up and looking at it. That is killing our productivity. So she's like, I didn't think about it. I did 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It makes sense. She didn't know it at the time, but she started looking into it. Like, why is this working for me? Oh my gosh, it's so interesting. I'm going to do a blog post about it because I've been doing it these past 2 days. I did it yesterday and I did it today where when my alarm clock goes off, I get straight up. You know, I don't sit there. I don't try to look at my Instagram. I don't try to check emails, especially when I'm waiting for something. That's like the craziest thing, going to bed, waiting on an email, waiting for a response.
Yeah.
So when you wake up in the morning, you want to see the answer there. So
yes.
That. I've even contemplated, I was thinking this week that I'm going to go get an old fashioned alarm clock and probably.
Oh, you plug can have mine.
Are you serious? I'm going to end up plugging my phone like in the bathroom. We have a guy coming out to change our sockets where they have USB things. So my phone is going to start being charged in our bathroom.
That's what Dom tries to do. Like, he charges his phone across the room. And we have a alarm clock that we don't use. So, like, for real, you can have it. Like, I'll give it to you.
Awesome. I'll get it when I see you soon.
But like when you said that about snooze, like there was this YouTube video that I watched. It just hit me so hard because the guy, I think his name is Thomas Frankly. And he was talking to somebody and basically they said they never press snooze ever. Because when you press snooze, it's basically accepting the fact that you're failing the first thing that in the morning. Like, you are accepting failure in the morning, the first thing you do. And it's like, dang.
And all of that is like programming your brain for the day.
Yes.
It's like, programming you for the day. Like, man, our brain is something we have to fight. Like, we have to fight it. We have to program it. What we put into it is what it's going to reciprocate.
Exactly. So if we set our alarm clock that's a goal. I mean, mm-hmm. as much as we say, oh, but let me set 5-6 alarm clocks because, girl, you know, that is I can't wake up. I know, me too. But it's like, you know, that these are goals. Like, if I say I want to wake up at, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning, then I need to do that because I'm going to lose confidence in myself if I keep, you know, reneging on my promises.
Right. Man. And it does make a difference. I'm telling you, it makes such a huge difference.
Yes. And there's like, there's one tip that this girl said, which I thought was really cool. She said, don't set a startling alarm clock. If you do use your phone, set something pleasant because it feels like crap to wake up to.
Oh gosh, I cannot.
And like, yeah. You know, you jump out of bed, heart beating fast, and then you're like, oh, this, I just woke up like that. So yes. You go back to sleep.
Or especially if you have a partner, you know, or somebody that you share the bedroom with and that alarm goes off like that. Like, oh gosh.
Yes.
I appreciate iPhone so much for their alarms. They have very pleasant ones, and you're waking up, you're like, oh, what is that joyful sound? It's like, oh, that's my alarm.
Yes. Actually, like, I put mine to Corinne Bailey Ray. And I was having, it wasn't necessarily a nightmare because, like, I had a dream, like, I was just fighting these people, and, like, it was a murder scene or whatever. But anyway, my
what
crazy
were you
dream.
Watching before bed?
I don't know, but I was, like, I was in a knife fight, like, everything. Gosh. So I woke up, and I was, like, you know, it was kind of bleeding into my dream, that song, and so I was, like, oh, okay, maybe this knife fight isn't going to end terribly. And then I woke up and I'm like, oh,
Corinne Bailey. That is hilarious. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Yeah. So one more thing. I think so when we fall off our routines, what advice, you know, or what things do we do to, like, get back on it or... You know.
Okay, so I used to struggle with this too. I used to, like, when I failed out of routine, say, you know, when you're making those check boxes and I failed out of routine, I would just forget it and be like, okay, I'm not doing this. It's not working for me. Now my attitude is, okay, this wasn't working for me. It didn't work this day, but there's always tomorrow or there's always later on if it's something that I can do later on, you know. Drinking water, is another thing that I have for my goal because I'm trying to do this weight loss thing. And exercising is another thing. So if I miss a day and I was looking back at my Apple Watch, you know, the activity thing, the circles.
Yeah.
So I started really, really strong this month and then something happened. And then a couple of days where I just really didn't have time to do it because I was doing something with other people or helping something. I don't remember what I was doing. But anyway, I wasn't able to work out. And in the past, I was just like, forget this. I'm over it. You know, I've already messed up my monthly goal or I've already done this. But then I started back up and then I got a notification on my Apple Watch like, oh, you've worked out this many times. You've beat up one of your records or something like that. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So it kind of inspired me to continue.
Yeah.
You know, so that's another thing. Like, don't give up. Just because you didn't make it one day or, you know, you didn't do it a few times per week, don't give up. Just keep pushing through it. Keep doing it.
Yes, I agree. I think for me, like, I think it's important to not create a shame-based system. Like,
yes.
You know, don't set yourself up for, you know, just saying, okay, I have to do this. Like, I have to do this or else, you know.
Yeah, don't do that.
And because when you don't do it, then you feel like crap. And then you don't want to own up to it. And so you start binge watching Netflix. And then you end up 3 days later wondering.
What happened?
You know, the next season is coming out. And so I think it's just really important to, like, just accept the fact that, okay, I didn't do what I planned today, and that's okay. Let's keep it moving. Or I didn't get what I wanted to get done this morning. So today, I didn't do the Miracle Morning today. I did it for most for, you know, for the past several days, but today I didn't do it because I just wasn't feeling it. Like, and I did get on my phone and I was just kind of surfing the web and looking at like PR applications and different things like that. And part of me was kind of spiraling because I was like, shoot, I know that if I don't get on it today, then nothing is going to happen. And so I just kind of popped out my planner. I looked at, you know, my week and I noticed that, okay, I have all of this stuff going. I marked off all of this other stuff. Like, I did so well yesterday. I did so well the day before. I'm going to keep going and I can't keep going.
Yeah.
You know, so just encourage yourself with the progress that you have made.
Exactly. I think that's why people despise like routines and people who kind of have things in order, because some people that failure sets in and you're just like so done with it. Like, I don't need this negativity. I don't need this kind of negativity in my life.
Right.
You know? But actually recently started turning that stuff into positivity. Like, you know what? Just because I didn't get it today, it's okay. I can get up and try again tomorrow. Or I can do this later on today. Or, you know, I can try to fit this in here, you know? So you don't give up just because you didn't make it a couple of days or something like that.
Yes, I agree. I agree. I really want you guys, like, if you guys who are listening have routines set up or struggle with routines, like, just send us a DM and say, like, hey, I'm struggling with my routine today. You know, I mean, we will send you back. You can do it. Keep going.
Keep it
Give moving. Up. You know, just seek out, you know, accountability partners or whatever you need in order to feel like, you know, you're feeling accomplished, you know?
Right. And reward yourself. You know, if you completed something, go get you a Starbucks. I've kind of started doing that rather than just buying Starbucks just because. I've kind of cut back. Plus the calories were like, oh my gosh. And working 8 to 5, you just feel like you're supposed to have Starbucks. So I've kind of started rewarding myself with that, either a new tumbler or, you know, that's kind of my reward system, is to go get something from Starbucks. And then I've been checking out the skinny menu and looking at different creative menus for that.
Yes. I also want to say something about that. Like, please, you know, guys, like, I feel like it's important to be, even though if you have all this money at your disposal and you feel like, oh, I want to buy this, I want to do this, I want to do this, I encourage you guys to just hold off and reward yourself for when you feel like you're accomplishing your goal, so that you can do more of that. Like, it's called conditioning. Condition yourself to do well and stop, you know, I won't say stop, because you can do whatever you want, really. But I think it's just really important to not indulge yourself every single day for, you know, even when you're not doing what you have set out to do. Right. You know, I think it's just how our brains work. Like you were saying earlier, Candace, like, our brains are wired, and when we feed it something, it takes it in and it regurgitates. And so if we're not setting goals, if we are setting goals and we're not doing them, and we're just kind of, you know, just kind of feeling like, man, I'm failing. And then you keep rewarding yourself with different things, you know, your body and your mind is going to follow that. And so, like, hold off on some purchases and say, I'm not going to buy this until I do blank, or until I work on blank.
Right.
You know? So, yeah. That's my spiel.
Right. And, you know, like, we were talking about routines and falling off. So, at the job, I work for healthcare, and I think a lot of jobs are starting to do this now, this biometric testing where you can save money on your insurance. Mm-hmm. So I made a commitment, because I hate getting on the scale, but I made a commitment that I would do at the every beginning of the month, I would do my weigh-in and my measurements. So that won't be until next week, but I had to have that thing for my job this week and whatever. And so I went in, and I haven't really paid attention to, like, my weight or how my clothes are fitting or anything. And I have to wear regular clothes, not scrubs now. So you know, he had to get my weight and all this, my height and weight and whatever. And I'm down 5 pounds since September 6th. And I haven't even been doing, I'm not saying this, like, don't take, I hope you don't take this the wrong way. But this is just to say, like, don't give up on your routine. Don't give up on yourself because, I mean, you know, there's going to be some changes. So even though I didn't work out every day like I wanted to, or I didn't do my water every day like I wanted to, I have fasted every day like I wanted to, like from, I'm doing this intermittent fasting. So I have done that every day. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, but I'm down 5 pounds. And, you know, it's kind of an early weigh-in because I really don't have to do it until next week. But, you know, that gave me like, oh, my gosh, let me continue to do what I'm doing because it's working. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a reward. And, yeah, there were some jeans that just last month I was not able to, like, I struggled to button them. And today I wore them and I can literally stick my arm down to my thigh.
Wow.
So I'm excited to get these measurements. That is... I almost want to do them early, but I'm like, no, I have one more week, you know? Mm-hmm. And then my son has joined me. We walk in the evenings. We didn't this evening because he's really tired, but he went to a football game after school. But we've been walking with the dog in the evenings. We've been doing a mile and a half. Last night we did 3 miles, a little over 3 miles. So
yeah, that's cool.
It's been really nice, but don't give up on your routines just because you didn't make it, or if you have like a rough week, because I've had a couple this week. We had rough ones where everything was just crazy and there was no way that I was going to stick to my routine, that I had to juggle things. Those are okay. They're okay.
Yes, and honestly, if you don't even know where to start when it comes to making a routine, just reach out to another planner girl, like watch some YouTube videos, look at different people's planners, just kind of start with something or think about what you have to do, what you want to do, what you want to accomplish, and just start, you know, just
start. And you don't need a fancy insert or something. You just need some piece of paper and a pen. Oh.
You do not need a fancy insert for a routine. Just write it on a piece of paper.
I needed all the fancy things in order to do something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Oh boy. Well, I'm glad we talked about this because I feel like this has been on my mind for a while, and I'm just glad that you know, the routine that I kind of set out, I'm actually doing it and I feel so much better and I'm noticing so many benefits. And I'm not one of those people that's like on YouTube that, like, you know, exacerbates everything by saying like, oh, my life has changed completely. But really, like, it really, I have seen a whole lot of improvements really just by doing a couple of things every morning, and that's real.
I feel like having routines saved my life as a single mom. I was by myself raising them since they were not even 1 year old. My son wasn't even one yet. I broke up with their dad. My daughter was two. And so, I mean, I had to kick it in gear because everything, I mean, they lived with me full time and they visited with him, but I had to, I mean, we had to get up at 4:30 in the morning. I had to be to work early. You know, they daycare, I had things to do. And there's always a funny story. Like, I used to iron their clothes at night. And my mom came from California to kind of help me with the kids after we broke up a little bit. And she had to get Jaina dressed for me, or she was going to get Jaina dressed for me. And so the kids, while they were washing up in the bathroom, I would always iron their clothes or whatever. And so my mom was getting her dressed and she's like, okay, Jaina, like, she knew what to do. She's like, why aren't you getting dressed? And Jaina's like, well, my pants, you didn't iron my clothes. And my mom's like, well, your mom ironed before, you know, before she left. And Jaina's like, well, I don't think so because they're not hot. So she didn't want to get dressed because her jeans were not hot. But that just goes to show you, like, that was our routine, you know, and you're changing it. And who are you? Why are you here? Where's my mom? Like, that's how it was. And my son, he just could not deal. but, wow. you know, they teased, my family used to tease me that I was like a military mom, but honestly, the kids now, they're 15 and 13, and they do, they're like, oh, I'm so glad you're this type of mom, or I'm so glad that, and that makes me feel good. Like, a lot of teenagers kind of despise their parents at this age, and I've been waiting for it.
Yeah.
You know, I've been waiting, like, oh, one day it's going to come, all come crashing down, you know, but it hasn't yet, and I just pray that we do not have to go through that, you know.
Yeah. Wow.
But that's I really do cool. Like, feel like routines really saved me being a single mom while my kids were growing up and when they were small, especially.
Wow.
Yeah. And them just knowing their routine. So then when my family did have to babysit or they had to come over and sit with them or something, Jane mm-hmm. and Jamar always knew what to do. So they didn't really have to do anything. They're just basically there supervising, you know?
Yeah.
Because they already knew, like, what we did in the evenings or what we did in the mornings or whatever. And so that made it really easy for people to be like, oh, heck yeah, I'll come over there and sit with them, or I'll babysit them. They're super easy, you know?
Yeah. So that seriously sets the, you know, your kids' lives for feelings of safety and feelings of just, like, assurance. And I think that's what all of us need, you know. We want to feel sure of something, and if we can control it, if we can set these routines, then we can be sure that our routine is going to happen if we set that side of time aside and actually do it.
But it definitely works. But, you know, just remember, like, don't fall off just because you slipped up somewhere. Don't just give up. You know, and there's, you can always adjust it. I adjust my routines from week to week, except for my household chores. Those are the only things that stay the same. And visiting my grandpa, that that doesn't change because, you know, he's like 80, whatever. And so he knows that we're coming to have dinner with him. He cooks for the kids and I, you know, one day a week. And that's when we go and we sit and chill with him for a couple of hours. And that's going to stay the same no matter what.
Right.
Everything else is pretty much flexible. You know, getting Marcus's son, you know, that's pretty flexible. But my household chores and cleaning, that is not going to change. Every now and then when we have a family meeting, people want things adjusted. If it's not working, I'm always open to change. But, I mean, you have to have a justification for it.
Right, right. Don't just change it because, oh, I don't feel like doing it
today. Right, right. No, we don't have
to. Because that defeats the purpose. Like, I feel like if you plan something, if you take the time to plan it, don't switch it up, because you're basically using two slots of time to plan one thing. Like,
right.
If it makes sense, you know, just plan it once and do it.
Right, right. So,
but yeah.
Hit us up on Instagram.
Yep.
We do appreciate your feedback and your DMs.
Yeah, suggestions. Oh my gosh, I have, like, you know, tongue is twisting. Yeah. Just send us your ideas, topics, suggestions, all of that. Just slide into the DMs.
Yeah, we appreciate them. And just knowing what other people are thinking or might be struggling with, or just want help or tips, or just to hear us, you know, hear our take or our opinions about something.
Oh yeah. Let us know.
We like that too. All right. We'll see you.
Well, we hope peace out.
We'll have something for you next week.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.